Things were so much easier a few months ago, weren't they? Back then, you were just the older man I met online that bought me nice things. Then we met in person and really hit it off despite you being old enough to be my father. You took me on dates and kept buying me stuff, all the while not pressuring me to do anything in return other than to spend time with you. When all this started, I thought you would wear me down eventually and start demanding sexual acts from me in exchange for your continued support. Instead, I'm the one that talked you into a hand job. And then another. Then blowjobs. You never expected them, which made it all the more fun to give them. You never tried to escalate things. You are a really sweet sugar daddy. Then I talked you into the next step. I would give my virginity to you. The night would be perfect. A date at our favorite restaurant. Then dancing. Then back to your place. Except my mom was at the restaurant too. She was so shocked to see me there with you. I never told her I was seeing anyone. It's kind of hard to explain I'm dating an older man and what started out as something that benefited me financially. Then it was her turn to shock me. She asked when we had found out I was your daughter. She never realized the answer was at that very moment. She had never even told you she was pregnant, so you didn't know. And she never answered any of my questions about my father. A lot of things ran through my head then. How I was attracted to you the moment I saw you. The feeling of your cock in my hand and my mouth. But suddenly feeling entirely different in hindsight. You managed to keep your cool, although I could tell you were shaken as I was. You made up a story about how I went looking for you, which is technically correct, I guess. I was looking for a sugar daddy, just not my real daddy. I played along the best I could, and my mom bought it. She was pretty upset that we had met, if only she knew what had been going on between us. Needless to say, we didn't go dancing, and we definitely didn't have sex. I insisted on a paternity test, and you agreed, even though you never tried to deny our relationship. I was hoping Mom was wrong somehow, but the results came back pretty conclusively. You're still giving me money and paying for stuff. You said it was making up for Miss Child Support checks Mom never asked for. You were helping me with college before, but now you're paying for it all. You're actually a pretty good father. Or maybe it's just guilt. I guess some of it might be. But you were a good man to me long before we found out we were father and daughter. I still come over to visit you at your place. I'm a little too old for joint custody, but if nothing else, I want to get away from Mom. And despite the shock at finding out my sugar daddy was my actual daddy, it feels like this void in my life has suddenly been filled. Part of the reason I was looking for a sugar daddy was I missed having a father figure in my life. Now, here you are. The problem is, we both really want to fuck each other still, don't we? You don't just turn off those feelings we had for each other, even when you find out you're related to the other person. At the moment, it was so overwhelming, but that faded over time and old feelings came back. Not that they ever really left. We tried to deny it. We pretended we hadn't been doing sexy things to each other and that I hadn't sucked your cock more times than I could count, or You had given me more orgasms with your mouth than I ever gave myself. We put on the show of being father and daughter. We never went out to the old places together, places where they knew us as a couple. Instead of romantic restaurants, it was to the fair or father and daughter things like that. When I kissed you, it was on the cheek. And not with my tongue dancing with yours like before. But I wanted to kiss you like that. I wanted so much more. Everything had changed when Mom revealed who you are. But not the most important thing. I still want to be your lover, Daddy. I want you to take my virginity. I know you had a shopping trip planned for me. Not at the same stores where you bought me sexy things, but rather just nice clothes for school. But I have something else planned. I want us to stay here at your place and finish what we started that night when we were just a man and a woman and not father and daughter. No, stop. You took things slow back then, to the point to where I started to wonder if there was something wrong with me, or you, where you didn't want me or couldn't have me. Now instead of slowing down, you want to keep things at a halt. At least that's what you keep telling yourself. But even as much as you've grown to love me as your daughter in these last few months, you still can't help seeing me as the woman you fell in love with. If Mom hadn't been at the wrong spot at the wrong time, we would have had sex that night. Then we wouldn't have found out that I was your daughter until things got even more serious and I brought you home to Mom finally. I think we would have had more trouble composing ourselves when the truth came out then. I don't think we would have bounced back from that, especially not with Mom knowing we had been romantically involved. But this way, I don't think we can bounce back unless we do consummate our love. At least once. We need closure on that aspect of our relationship and on what we started that night. After we have sex once, we can fully embrace the father-daughter thing and never talk about our older past again. Or maybe we find a way to make both types of love work together. This place is big enough for two. There's even a spare bedroom that I could technically make my own, even if that would mainly be where I kept my clothes. Speaking of clothes, let me take these off. It's just an innocent dress, not like the sexy black or red ones you would buy me. And then I would hang up very carefully when we played so I wouldn't get cum or sweat on them. It's an appropriate dress for a daughter to wear when visiting her father, but me taking it off is not at all appropriate. Don't try to stop me. You've been the good sugar daddy and boyfriend, and then father long enough. You've been a gentleman in all of those things, and I know you will be in bed as well, but don't try to deny either of us from what's going to happen. This bra and panties aren't as appropriate, but you couldn't see either from under the dress. And me undressing you isn't all that proper either. Not as I take your shirt and then your pants off. That bulge in your boxers is definitely not suitable for being around your daughter either. Had we had a normal family life with you and Mom married, and me being exposed to you my entire life, well, at the barest hint of an erection, you might have disgusted me. Instead, it excites me, which is why my fingers tremble as I pull your underwear down. Now, take off my bra. I told you that you always had a right to remove from me the things you bought for me, and tonight is no exception. Take off the bra with your mature, steady fingers. when it comes off, you see my breasts for the first time, knowing they belong to your daughter and not just your girlfriend. Now the panties too. If you need any added incentive, they're in danger of getting soaked from being so close to your naked body. So take them off, please. You did this so many times before. All that is different now is one little thing. Now, Daddy, I want you to pick me up. I want you to carry me into your bedroom. And then I want you to take your little girl's virginity. Because that's what we both want so much right now. We've wanted it since long before that fateful night so long ago, yet still so fresh in our minds. Yes, you owe me lots and lots of being carried to bed from when I was an actual little girl. But this helps make up for it. Instead of carrying me to my bed, you're carrying me to yours, where I belong even more. Now lay me down gently on this bed, the same place where I sucked your cock so often and you went down on me, where I would have offered up my virginity countless times had you had just asked or turned up the charm a little bit more. I'm so nervous as you get on top of me because of what we're about to do and who we are as we do it. There's no getting around the fact that we are father and daughter, but that isn't the barrier it once seemed to be. Now kiss me, Daddy. Not the kisses on the cheek that we give to each other the last few months, but how we used to kiss. Like how I had never kissed before. Like we were making love with our mouths. Oh, I've missed that. And your naked body. And the smell of you as your body warms up and how my body reacts to it. I'm ready, Daddy. More ready than I've ever been before. There's just one thing you should know before we get started, though. When things were leading up to us doing it the first time, I went on birth control. But after you became my father, well, I stopped since you were the reason I went on it. I was on it for a while, actually. But now, I haven't been on it for a while. No, Daddy. You're a few years too late for the lecture on pregnancy. Mom in the school gave that to me long ago. And I've been thinking. I was the result of an unplanned pregnancy, and I think that things turned out pretty well for me. Well, now you can impregnate me. Mom stole the opportunity from you to be a father to a baby and watch them grow up. I can give that back to you. And you can give me something just as precious. I don't care that you're my father. Or at least not in the negative way. I could never have that family life as just a regular daughter to you after all this time. But I can have the life as the mother to your child. We've talked about kids. You remember that, don't you? It was still in our tentative future plans together. Until we found out about us. But it can still be our future. I want all of this, Daddy. Your cock and your baby. You are my father, but also as my lover. And you want the same for me. We're never going to be a normal father and daughter. So let's just go with what we want so desperately to do. Now take your little girl, Daddy. At least, if you can do it while thinking of me in that way. I called you Daddy now, and then before I realized it wasn't just being playful with you. And now I say it even more. I can stop if you want, but there is always an incestual edge to our relationship because of our ages and how we acted around each other. Maybe it's for the best it turned out to be more than just a fantasy. Oh, I can feel it now, Daddy. The head of your cock pushing into my wet pussy. The tip of it slowly slipping into me as it parts me gently in front of it. Do it, Daddy. You're just as welcome to take my virginity tonight as any of the other nights when we were dating. Oh, Daddy, we're doing it. After all this time, we're finally making love. Oh, I would have done this so long ago. And our first sense of obligation to the man who spent so much money on me, out of love for the man I was falling for. You're still that man, but also my father. Even a father shouldn't do this to his daughter, but it's different for us. You look me in the eyes as we make love. You always said I looked familiar to you. I guess you were seeing Mom's face and mine. Or maybe the face of your own family. Did you ever realize I have your eyes? The same eyes that look at you with such love and such passion. Your cock fits so perfectly. Side of me. It's like your body made me to fit together just right with you. Now that you're inside of me, I finally feel complete. I missed not having a father while growing up, and now I'm closer to him than most daughters will ever be. Keep going, Daddy. You wouldn't have been this gentle with me even if I wasn't your daughter. Because it's my first time, and that's the kind of man you are. You're just as devoted to making this as special for me as it is for you. As if my father taking my virginity could be any less special. Kiss me again. Run your hands over my body. Caress my breasts or wherever else you want to touch me. I belong to you twice over from being your girlfriend and your daughter, so take full advantage of that, Daddy. But as you enjoy me outside, enjoy my inside just as much. It's okay to go harder and faster. I know you won't hurt me. You never would. As always, everything you do just makes me feel so good, Daddy. This is everything I dreamt about. Everything I fantasized about as I masturbated alone in my bed at night over the few nights we weren't together during the week. At least when we were dating. I haven't touched myself since, so I have all this passion saved up for you. And you're gonna let it all loose. Yes, Daddy, fuck me. Fuck your daughter. Your little girl. Your princess. Fuck a baby into me like you fucked me into Mom. A baby is what I need to feel complete. What we need to complete us. But first I need you to come inside me. I want it just because it's your cum and I need it so badly. But I want the baby too. And you want to come in me and impregnate me, don't you, Daddy? I can feel it now. You're thrust into me and looking to my eyes as longingly as you do. But with increasing lust and intensity each time. That's it, Daddy. We both know each other's bodies well enough to know that we're both gonna come soon. We know you shouldn't come in me. We shouldn't be doing any of this. Coming in me would make it so much worse, but not coming inside of me would be the bigger mistake. So Daddy, get ready. I'm ready for your cum and your baby. Give both of them to me, please. I can't help it, Daddy. I'm coming, please. Please come inside me, Daddy, right now. Your little girl is begging you. Fill up my pussy, Daddy, please. Oh, maybe this isn't how most fathers and daughters cuddle, but they're missing out if you ask me. Oh, I get daddy cuddles and boyfriend cuddles all at the same time. But then again, I finally have the father I always missed and the lover I always needed. The fact that they're the same person doesn't really matter to me. As long as we're together, Daddy, the two of us will always be happy. I love you, Daddy. And now that I have you back as my daddy and lover, I'm never gonna lose you again. We're gonna make such a good family.